الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين My most respected ulama ikram, elders, dear friends, from amongst the countless creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made insan, man, ashraful makhlouqat, the best, the most perfect, and the highest of all his creations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed insan with faculties and systems that perhaps no other creation has. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed insan with a perfect body and perfect limbs and a system of understanding, recognizing, discerning, thinking, choosing that perhaps no other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also placed within this insan a navigation system, an organ that we can call a navigator, that if this organ, this piece of flesh, this is on the right track, if he's in the right direction, then his entire body moves in the right direction. Whereas if this organ, this piece of flesh, is directed incorrectly, it's on the wrong route, then his entire body moves in this wrong direction and this in this incorrect route. The Hadith Sharif speaks about this organ, this piece of flesh, words to this effect, that in the body there is a piece of flesh, and if this piece of flesh is correct, it's correctly functioning, moving in the right direction, in the correct direction, then this entire body will be moving in the right direction. However, if this piece of flesh is corrupt and running and moving in the incorrect direction, then his entire body will be corrupt and will move in the incorrect direction. And this piece of flesh is none other than the heart. The heart within the man is that organ which directs the rest of his body towards virtue or vice. Ulama explain that the position of the heart in the body is like that, or can be explained like a king over his subjects. So the heart within the body is like the king of the body. Like how a king, when he wishes something, when he wants something, he merely has to make an indication with a click of his fingers and his subjects follow suit and they do it. Likewise, if a person's heart something starts liking something, starts desiring something, then this heart will direct the rest of the body to act, to acquire, to fulfill that thing that is, or achieve that thing that is attracted towards. Now the question may arise that this heart, it's firmly and deeply embedded within the person's chest, covered by different bones, the rib cage, etc., and the muscle tissues that are over it. So how does this heart, which is deeply embedded, fixed within a person's body, how does it become affected? How does this heart start being inclined towards virtue or vice? How does this heart start becoming attracted to and desiring and wanting different things, good or bad? So ulama explained that there are certain link roots or ways or pathways or highways that link the outside world to this heart, that influence this heart. And those pathways, those highways, those connecting routes are a person's eyes and a person's ears. What a person sees and what a person hears will determine what he is attracted to, what he desires, what he wants to do. And then that sits on the heart and drives or turns the heart towards the direction that it wants. And then the heart will then command the body to act in that manner. That is why the heart in Arabic, the word for heart in Arabic is qalb, something that changes. So the condition of the heart is not constant. The condition of the heart changes, and it changes by the environment that it is exposed to. So as we mentioned, the routes, the pathways that lead to this heart being affected apparently are the eyes and the ears. So what a person sees and what a person hears roughly boils down to what company a person keeps. So from this we understand that a person's desires, lines of thought, wants, wishes will be affected directly by the company that he or she keeps. And the company that he or she keeps will influence the condition of his heart, and his heart will then desire certain things which will drive the body towards good or evil. So from this we learn, it is for a person to always remain in good companionship with good people, with pious people, with Allah fearing people, muttaqeen, so that this heart is guided towards good, guided towards what is right, guided towards what will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know of the famous Hadith Sharif where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains this to us through a parable. Famous Hadith Sharif, we have heard it many a times, where this companionship and this company is given the parable of a mask seller and a blacksmith. So good companionship, good company, a person that will encourage you towards virtue and good, towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has been likened to a mask seller. So if a perfume seller, if a person is in the company of a perfume seller, then either this perfume seller will be very generous, he may give you some perfume for free, or you may be able to purchase some perfume from him, or at the least you will be in that environment of the good fragrance, and some of that good fragrance will come onto your clothing, onto your body, and you will smell good. So that is the example of a person, a mu'min, a muttaqi person, a person who has a good akhlaq. His aid and copy him, and at the least you will remain in an environment where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not being disobeyed, where there is a proactive behavior, good behavior, good akhlaq. Those actions that build a person's iman, a person will be exposed to that type of an environment. And the contrast to this, the Hadith Sharif speaks about a blacksmith, that either some sparks or a piece of fire from his from what he's kindling, from whatever he's working with, will fly onto your body or clothes and burn you, or at the least you will be affected by the stench, by the bad smoke, smell of the bad smoke.